EPA making the announcement today in regards to E15 nationwide, though not permanent. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. Mark Gold is joining us this afternoon, top 30 division of StoneX, to talk about what we're seeing in the markets. And
well, I think we did see a pretty good jump. Right now, we're 6 higher on our highs of the day. Wheat's up 7.5 cents on the high of the day, and the beans are up 20 cents, just 2 cents off the highs. So we've had a pretty strong reaction here to the reports. The government came out and said that E15 is going to be available for the summer. So that was a big boost. People are thinking that on the Farmer Appreciation Day on Friday, the president's going to say something very positive about the EPA announcements about what they're going to do with biofuels. Everybody's looking for that to be very positive. The bean oil is up 145 ticks on its highs at 67.19. So the market's reacting positive. Plus, you know, we've got the weather situation in Kansas with the deteriorating crop there. Now, they claim that there are going to be rains there next week, Wednesday and Thursday. Seeing is believing. But even the Kansas City wheat's strong. It's up 13.25 here this morning. So it's been a strong day. Like to see it. And hopefully we'll see some more out here. Exports tomorrow, they're looking for just average numbers. So I don't see that as a big deal. But, the president needs something positive to help the American farmer out here for sure. And I'm just hoping these prices hold into the last, 25 minutes of trading here.
Yeah, definitely. As you look at these markets, and we have a planning intentions report that comes out next week, do you think we're going to start to see a shift in the focus on the weather and the extreme dryness we've seen in so many parts of the U.S.?
Well, if we come in Tuesday morning before the report and they've taken the rains out Wednesday and Thursday, yeah, I think the market will react to that regardless of the report. But assuming that the rains are there next week, which everybody seems to think they are, it's going to be important to see what they do with the acres. Some are saying that the corn acres aren't going to be cut as much. Some are saying it's going to be cut more. It's really a 50-50 shot. Are they going to move more corn acres into beans? I don't think so. I think the numbers that we're looking at are pretty much spot on. A 4 million reduction in corn and a 4.2 or 3 million increase in the soybeans out here. Everybody's thinking that with fertilizer prices so hard, the guys are going to switch out of corn into beans. I think they're forgetting, first of all, that a lot of this fertilizer was bought, before this all happened in December, January, February, as we're making their decisions. The other thing they're forgetting is farmers love to plant corn, grow corn, harvest corn. And the corn-bean ratio right now for new crop really doesn't justify a big switch. So I don't know that the switch is going to be that big, but I think there's reason to think that it'll be significant. But it's an intentions report. Last year they were way off base, and this year could be the same thing.
With the Strait of Hormuz and everything that's still going on there and the tensions that continue to build, do you see that weighing in at all going forward for these
Absolutely.
Markets?
Absolutely. The talk is that Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio are having conversations with the Iranians. The crude oil was down at about $5 here at one point this morning. Right now we're down $1.92. We're 50 cents off our highs. Excuse me. And, if that thing really explodes out there in crude oil, it goes to $100, $120, the grains aren't going to sit still. We're going to rally big with that. If they do come up, with a peace plan, then I think, crude's going to settle back down. The metals will settle back down, and I think the grains will have a tough time rallying from here.
And like you said, that good news came with that E15 announcement a couple days early. Do you see any other pressure, though, within this trade from a biofuel perspective as we still wait for that kind of data to be arriving?
Yeah, well, certainly the bean oil market thinks something's positive. We just hit a new high out here up 159 ticks. So whether something's leaked or not, I don't know. But they're certainly looking for something positive. But, a lot of times we think there's going to be something positive and, they don't do anything. And then we're you know, caught flat-footed again. But I would say, you know, on these kind of rallies out here, you know, cleaning up old crop sales makes a lot of sense to me. Maybe keep 10% back in case something happens this summer. But, you know, for the most part, I remain pretty friendly on these markets. I don't think the weather's going to be all that rosy this spring and summer. And, you know, we stuck a toe in the water and sold a little bit of new crop corn, wheat, and beans, just 10% at really good prices before this break. And we're pretty content with those positions right now. But, you know, if we see something more positive, we'll add a little bit to it. But we don't want to get, you know, too far ahead of ourselves. So, you know, we're looking for good opportunities. I think they'll still be there.
From a livestock perspective, Mark, do we see the continued cash pressure and the waiting for that? And, of course, somewhat cheaper feedstuffs to be a continued factor for these markets?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see what the stocks report says on Tuesday. From what I can tell, the American farmer did a pretty good job of selling old crop corn on the rally. They're certainly not sold out of it. But, you know, once we got through that February time period, when there were a lot of deliveries needing to get done off of the basis contracts and off of the DP contracts, we went through that. And my suggestion that I put out there a number of different places was look to buy, you know, first notice day on this, on May corn out here. And, excuse me, at the time it was March corn. But, you know, I think that was pretty good advice. We've been pretty much higher since then. And I still think we've got room to go on the upside here.
We do have a hogs and pigs report. That doesn't get as much attention as it used to, but do we see any positive opportunities coming for them?
Well, you know, like you said, we don't see as much interest in the hogs and pigs as we used to. We're on a pretty good break in the hogs right now. We took the July hogs from 113 and change down to 105. So that's a pretty good break. You know, certainly the report's going to have an impact out here. But, you know, again, if we have a hot summer, you know, I don't want to be too short out here, but these are still pretty good hog prices. When you're over $100 on the hogs, you know, it's hard not to try to put on some kind of protection.
All right. Joining us this afternoon, Mark Gold. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Wednesday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.